Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday, and we have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us, the author of The Healing of the Wounds, and we're going to start on that wonderful, wonderful book. We'd like to tell you good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. You know we're global out here, and we are sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, a nonprofit organization that helps you reach your goals, workshops, lectures, classes, higher academia, but we focus on the young minds of our youth out here. The healing of the wound is something we're going to discuss this evening, but I'd like to tell you this on Tuesday, keep moving forward, even one or two steps in your own way. Those who live out their lives to the fullest, unperturbed by noisy clamor around them, are true, true winners, very much so. And you know, we don't believe in defeat over here. We're old school. We like to play the message in the music. We don't believe in defeat. And that D that's on defeat, it only stands for detour to another path that's going to help you reach your goals and victory. We don't retreat. We don't defeat over here. And mentioning defeat and healing ourselves, for those of you out there with diabetes, it's curable. And you want to check out Dr. Glenda Davis, Defeat Diabetes, okay, for education, information, to unlearn, to relearn, to heal and live again, because you were born to heal, okay, set in mind. Now, Dr. Davis has master classes free of charge that happens. Look out for it. But here's the website. It is https://www.diabetestransformationmasterclass.com/win. I'll give it to you again. That's www.diabetestransformationmasterclass.com/win. You want to write that down. Once the dates are out there, I'll be posting them out. But you want to check this out. Like I said, you want to unlearn, to relearn, to heal yourself and live again. It's all about you. It starts with you. It ends with you. And keep that in mind each day. Before we get going away from this, Stephanie Haynes, come on, the author of The Healing of the Wound, to give us this healing journey today. I'm just going to play a little bit of this for you. Listen to it very, very closely. Welcome.
Cast away oppression. Yeah. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it for every reason.
Freedom, freedom.
Right, a winner don't quit on themselves. And we have a wonderful Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound, with us this evening. You know, Stephanie keeps us in balance, body, mind, a remarkable individual, a beautiful lady that's in the community. She has her ears to the sidewalk. Stephanie Haynes, Good evening. Welcome in. And we're getting ready to move on this healing of the wound. How are you doing this evening?
Good evening, Linda and listeners. I'm doing great, and yourself?
I am wonderful. Now that you're here with us, I know you have been busy, busy, busy out there. It was a great weekend, a beautiful weekend. Things were happening. We want to hear a little bit about that. And we just want to get going. This Healing of the Wound, this is a wonderful, wonderful book. Parts. It has a workbook. It has a journal. It is a wonderful gift. Keep it in mind. You know, it's gifting time. But this is a book that you want to keep in your library and you want to pass it down through generations, because what you're going to learn about the healing of the wound is going to blow you away. Stephanie, welcome in. I'm just going to be quiet over here. You know I'm excited.
Yes, well, good evening, everyone. Yeah, so tonight we're going to go through the Healing of the Wound workbook. Now, the Healing of the Wound program has been especially designed for women that have been sexually abused by aggressive acts and unnecessary hysterectomies. We hold individuals and group sections and workshops to integrate practical, spiritual, metaphysical techniques and the principles to support individuals who are interested in creating change in their lives. Now, we believe when you heal the mind, the body will follow. We specialize in empowering individuals to create a fulfilling and successful life by supporting them in transforming negative beliefs and replacing them with powerful, powerful beliefs. Now, this workbook is designed to guide you through an inner healing. Healing of the Wound is developed to bring a deeper understanding of trauma that we experience in our womb. You will be guided with using a holistic approach to transform the dis-ease through exercise, meditation, and eating food as medicine. You will be guided to develop a loving relationship with yourself and loved ones. The womb is the gateway to all human life. When the womb is honored and respected, she becomes a channel of power, creativity, and beauty, and reigns on the earth. The collective state of the woman's womb reflects the condition of the world. The benefit you will gain will help you create balance in your life and develop a loving relationship with yourself and others. So let's talk about how stress relates to the womb. Stress can be caused by several elements. Now, we as women have a lot of responsibility. When it comes to raising a family, we need a support system to have a harmonious family structure. Now, when the mother of the family becomes overworked, it creates stress within the family unit, or unsatisfying work, or even not enough work can lead to boredom and affect your self-esteem. Now, it can be the result of too many demands being made all at the same time. For example, the mother of young children without support of a mate may create stress because she has to make sure all the bills are paid and the children taken them to school, sporting events, or even dance classes, and be responsible for all other family events. Her works begin early in the morning and doesn't end until late at night. So when does she have me time? Now, if you have a support system, you can ask your partner or family member to help by allowing you some personal space. When you have stress at work, it can be the result of too much pressure or an insensitive boss or a coworker. Now, to create inner peace within yourself and your environment will reflect the same. You have the power to change the things in your environment with your intentions and attitude. The best way to deal with someone who needs an attitude adjustment is not to give that person your energy. Remember, misery loves company for whom you give your energy to. They can zap your life force. Keep yourself in the company of people that would praise you when you make an accomplishment and tell you when you are headed in the wrong direction. We all have our own life journey. Choosing the right path is the key to our success. Now, women who have experienced trauma in the womb, and there has been many, have experienced trauma and struggle with family, friends, and in sexual relationships. For example, being a parent can be difficult if you have not healed the trauma from your childhood. When you experience trauma from your childhood, it makes it difficult to develop a healthy relationship with yourself and others. You become the victim, blaming others for your unhappiness, which make your life and others miserable. This means having your inner self, your thoughts, your feelings, and beliefs connected to and consistent with your outer self, which is your behavior and relationship. Now, taking full responsibility of the situation will allow you to take back your power. Then you can live in your authentic self as opposed to your false self. Now, living in your authentic self allows you to look within for support, provide the power to express your needs in an assertive manner. Living in your false self calls you to look outside of yourself for support. It permits you to give your power away, and others may take advantage of you. Now, another part of our false self is our behavior. Some women become numb, isolated, and asexual. For other women, their behavior is at the opposite end of the spectrum. They may become agitated, loud, and often hypersexual. Now, the major part of the healing process is becoming congruent. This means having your inner self, your thoughts, your feelings, and beliefs connected to and consistent with your outer self, your behavior, and relationship. For example, does your face, which is your outer self, reflect how you are feeling inside, which is your inner self? Now we're going to go into, now there's 25 different exercises, throw exercises for the womb, which we won't go into because you can't not see me to guide you through these exercises. And then again, maybe I could. What do you think, Linda?
You're very good at not being in person, and, you know, like, I have to be careful with you because you relax persons down so much that I might start snowing over here. It's what you feel. You're good either way you want to take it. I just love you when you give us direction and give us ways of just settling down, relaxing, and thinking. It's really up to you. I'm just here. We're here to care and share however way you want to work it.
Okay, so let's do this. I think I can go ahead and do this without being in person, because I think it's very important that we balance and purify our womb.
Yes.
Excuse me, before we go into the exercises. So what I would like for you to do, as we begin the exercise, freely have a dialogue with your womb. So I want everybody to lay down and put the soles of your feet together and take the palms of your hands, and we're going to rub some healing energy into them. And let's place some in your lower belly, right near your pelvic bone. And just close your eyes. And exhale out through the nose. And we're just going to do this several times, in and out. Once again, take a deep breath in. And now I want you to just tune into your breath. Begin the womb meditation. Once again, take a deep breath in. And exhale slowly through the nose, letting go all tension. Be feeling the tension within your womb area. Just take a deep breath in there and let it go. Now, this particular exercise is the benefit is to unlock the tightness and stress within the pelvic area. If you feel any tightness, just take another deep breath in and exhale out and just relax. And repeat after me. Like a lotus flower, I open up my womb to the divine within me to make me healthy and whole. Now we're going to go into the advanced rebirth pose. Now I want you to bring your knees to your chest. And this is, you know, happy baby position, grabbing the balls of your feet. As you continue to rest flat on your back, and you're very much at ease. Once again, you can open and simultaneously press your thighs as you breathe in deeply on the inhalation and out on the exhalation. Let's do this three times. Take a deep breath in. Then exhale out as you press in your knees to your chest. Once again, take a deep breath in. And exhale out through the nose. Now, the benefit for this exercise is to release tension out of the hip, the thighs, and the pelvis, which allows oxygen to flow throughout the body. Now, repeat after me. I am totally at one with my womb. Now keep your legs there. Now bring your hands to your side. Push your legs up straight. While laying flat on your back, your palms facing down, inhale as you raise your foot to the ceiling. Exhale and spread your legs apart at the same time to reset the urge to tighten. Do the opposite and relax. Once again, take a deep breath in. Push the legs up. Exhale, spread the legs apart. Once again, breathe deep, cite your affirmation. I release and let go of all the tension and stress within my womb. Now, the benefit of this particular exercise is strengthen and tone the pelvic and the womb and relax the pelvic girdle. All right, so now we're going to go to the womb seat, which you call the hip press. Continue to lay flat on your back. Feel yourself becoming one in spirit with Mother Earth within and around you. Now you're going to raise your knees and press them into your chest to pump fresh blood throughout your thighs and your womb area. Your arms and shoulders are relaxed. Your hands palm down on the floor. Now the benefit for this particular exercise is to relax and stretch the hip, the thighs, and the abdomen, and help to awaken the colon in order to release the gas. Now repeat after me, permission. My hips are sacred mountains, full and healthy, enough to house my sacred womb. Now we're going to go into the inner reflection, which is the pre-shoulder stand. So you're laying flat on your back. Now you're going to raise your hips off the floor and bring your knees to your forehead, keeping your feet parallel to the floor. Place the palms of both hands securely against your back for support. Bring your elbow close, excuse me, to keep your body aligned. Push yourself up, pushing your hips up. Your knees are bent, bringing them to your shoulders if you can. Now the benefit for this position is to flush toxins from your lower extremities as the womb experiences relief from stress and weight. Stress tension out of your spine and help the neck. Now the affirmation is, I view my world more clearly now, for my mind and my womb are refreshed and renewed. Now we're going to go into the Great Mountains Plunge. It's a purge, which is called the shoulder stand. Supporting your back, your weight on your shoulders with your elbows. Your hands against your back. Tuck your chin into your chest. Slowly rise your legs straight up towards the ceiling or the sky, wherever you may be. You are now completely inverted. Now the benefit for this exercise, this all-inverted movement creates a grand cleansing and flushing of the entire system. And it increases blood circulation. This intense motion aids in creating and maintaining a healthy womb. Affirmation, repeat after me. I view my world more clearly now, for my mind and my womb are refreshed and renewed. All right, so now you're going to bring your down and bring your legs down, and then bring your hands to the side. Now we're going to go into a bridge over troubled water, which is the pelvic stretch. And to release tension and stress, lie flat on your back. Bend your knees with both feet on the floor. And press your chin into your throat to lengthen your spine. Then very slowly, to a count of four, lift your pelvis up. Hold for a few minutes. And then slowly lower. Repeat 5 to 10 times. As you lift your pelvis, keep your arms at your side. Your palms flat on the floor. Lift your pelvis, then your back. Now stretch up as much as you can. Sing your weight on your shoulders. While your hips are lifted, squeeze the hip and pelvic muscle, internal and external, as tightly as possible, then release. Repeat 4 to 8 times. Inhale as you ascend and exhale as you descend. Now reverse your movement as you release, bringing down the back, then the pelvic flat on the floor. Now the benefit for this exercise is to release tension and stress in the hips and thigh and pelvis. Affirmation, I squeeze out hurt and negativity from my sacred womb. Number 8, we're going to go into the pelvic stretch. This is the womb pelvic stretch. So now you come into a seated position, bringing the soles of your feet together, tall, shoulders back, and let's take a deep breath in. You're sitting up with your back straight, shoulders down, neck long, your chest is lifted, the soles of your feet together, thighs are open. Your elbows is resting on your inner thigh. Now inhale, draw up the knees slightly, then exhale, and gently press your thighs open with your elbow. Do this until your legs are completely open and relaxed. Then you're going to rock slowly from side to side, from hip bone to hip bone, just to release the stress from your pelvic. And you can do this as many times as you need it. So the benefit of this exercise is open the pelvic region and to lubricate the womb as it keeps you supplied. So for those ladies who have dryness down there, this is a great exercise to supply your womb, make it lubricated. Affirmation, I open my womb and myself to all the goodness in the universe. All right, let's move to number 9. And then we're going to do 10 today, and next week we do 10 more, and then the next week we'll do the rest. There's 25 different. Say again,
okay. That's good, yeah. Yes. And the 10 that we're doing before we move into number 9, in the workbook, there's pictures that illustrate all of this direction that you're giving us. The book is awesome. That's all I can say. You have the actual picture there, the affirmations there, you know, each exercise that you do is awesome. That's all I can say. It's awesome. Okay, so I have a few questions, but when we finish up at number 10, I've marked my questions, and then I can ask you at that time, okay?
All right, so let's go into the mountain, which is the womb press. So now I want you to sit on your knees, then push your hips forward, arch your back, and reach back and hold on to your ankles as you open up your thighs. Now the pelvis, the chest, and the neck are now completely open. Allow your head to arch all the way back. Relax as you slowly breathe in and out. Now the benefits allow for a wonderful and complete body stretch.
Wow.
Affirmation. I lift up my light unto the universe, and the womb of my mind and my heart are restored. Now we're going to do the waterfall, which is the pelvic press. So face down on the floor. So to come out that position, you're going to bring your body up, release your hands from your heels, and then bring your hands forward. Then you're going to lie down, face down on the floor. You're going to press up with your hands. You're going to lock your elbows straight and keep your back flat. Then press your pelvis forward, bend your knees, open up your thighs, and put your feet side by side. Now, once in place, perform a push-up, bending and straightening your arms several times. Next, you're going to straighten the elbow and push your hips forward and backwards. So it's a contract and a release. Firmly, slowly rotate the hip in a circular direction, clockwise, and then counterclockwise to release the tension out of that pelvic area. Now, the benefit for this particular exercise is to strengthen your arms, firm your hips, thighs, and pelvis, and release tension and tightness held in your pelvic area. Affirmation. I press all congestion and heaviness out of my beautiful womb. All righty. So you had a question, Ms. Linda.
Okay, you know, we're moving to 10, and I'm going to take you back because I had a question. Now, I know the book and illustrations tell us. Now, some persons like myself, is this to be done in the evening or in the morning, or is this a combination with our regular body movement exercises, or when would you suggest that this is being done?
It can be done anytime you need it.
Okay. Okay, so in with our bodies, you know, when you're not 16 anymore, when you get up, you start loosening up, you know, going through your movements, getting everything done, is it suggested that we always warm up before we start these moves, or is it feasible with this? Yeah, okay. Okay, because I'm over here.
Yeah, and these exercises are so gentle that it's just easy. It's easy stretches that you can do.
Right, that was one, and I like the inner. Let's see, the hip and knee, the elbows close, press up. That flushes out the toxin. So that is something I wanted. You kind of cleared that up with me. And I had another one when we talked about basically that I'm trying to figure out, raising up, placing, sitting on your knees, raising up, grabbing your ankles from behind. So actually, mm-hmm. once that happens, when you go into the next move, that you're sort of like a rocking chair because you're rocking down. You stay face down, mm-hmm. right? Yes, okay.
Yes.
So when you were speaking of that, I could picture like a rocking chair. And now for persons who aren't quite limber or who have to move slowly, you know, like when you're starting off your exercises, and I know it's better when you're actually in person to demonstrate that, but if you can't grab your ankle, can you grab your calf? Would that work, or it has to be
yes.
that ankle because
mm-hmm.
that's your grip, right?
Yes. Yeah, you
okay.
can grab your ankles, or if you can't even do that, you can just grab your thighs.
Okay.
And lean back.
So I'm looking, when we're talking about the pelvic area and loosening and lubricating, because we're talking about the knees up, lift, straight, down. We're talking about the soles of the feet together, doing that thigh press. All while we're releasing that pressure, it's sort of like a connection and a bend, because these type of movements are also tightening up the thighs or tightening up muscles.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an overall
yeah.
two-for-one, 24/7 type of move, you know. Those
mm-hmm.
persons that work out, they can kind of like understand it. But for persons who don't work out, I'm seeing, especially when you're talking about the thighs and the tightening and rotating the hips and loosening everything up, that will prevent you when you go through these things, that prevents you from having that soreness and that cramp, right? For beginners, persons that do
mm-hmm.
this a lot, they know how to warm up and warm down. But that rotation of the hip is sort of like the loosening factor for everything. Am I correct on that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you see, I'm trying to get healthy over here. I'm trying to get back into the body, mind, and spirit. I do 2 push-ups in the morning and 3 in the evening, but I'm working at it, okay? I'm working at it. But I also know that you cannot. What did you – you can't jump on that mat and get to doing 15 repetitions, and you haven't done them in 2 years. You better start off with 5 and try to pick up number 6 tomorrow. You have to go in. You have to go in slow. But
yeah.
I'm so glad
mm-hmm.
that we're starting on this, Stephanie, because the body yearns for this. Your body craves it, and it's a wonderful feeling once you set the routine. But you have to set the routine. And you have to stick to the routine. You have to persevere. And if you get up at 8, you know your movement time is from 8 to 8:30. Do that. Make a choice. Don't do it today and wait till the end of the week. My friend Ellen, remember the Beast from the East? She used to say, well, I need you to do 20 push-ups. Miss Linda, how many have you done? I said, I did 2 today. I'll do 3 this evening. Okay, I move slow. But I noticed that the more you do it, the better you feel, the more in tune
mm-hmm.
you get with yourself, and everything clears out. The body is here to heal itself. And this segment of the healing of the womb, which, as we say, you gave us a wonderful introduction. But I remember, you know, because we've done this several times, all the trauma that we have experienced starts in the womb. And the introduction that you gave us, that as we in our mother's womb, okay? So this is something that's good, carry you out through generations and generations. And before I end this, please, we want to order books from you. Now, when this package comes, it's the workbook, the journal. Is it 2-part? How is that structured out? I have the workbook, journal, and the journal. Is it a 2-part package? How is that?
It's 3 parts. It comes
okay.
with a meditation CD,
okay,
a journal, and a workbook.
Meditation, a journal, and a workbook. Okay.
Meditation
and how many
CD?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Repeat again. Okay.
It's a meditation CD.
Okay. Now, can this CD, does it come on a thumb drive, or you just have to play it in? And the whole packet, what is the cost of the whole packet?
The whole packet is 45.
Okay. The whole packet is 45. And where can one order that? Through passionately@gmail?
Yes.
Do they have to contact you? Can you give us that email again, please?
Yeah, it's fashionablyfit22 at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And how much order time do you need in order to make those orders? How quickly can they be turned around?
So, yeah, well, if I have it on hand, you know, they get shipped out the next day.
Okay. They get shipped off the next day. Well, Stephanie, I know this is going to be awesome. I have my little notes here. I'm going by step by step. We went through exercise 1 through 10 today. It's 25 exercises. Next week we'll pick up and take off. I suggest, if I might say, read through them and do the best that you can, because after you finish this entire workbook of the healing of the wound, you're going to be inspired, because it breaks down into many, 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 many other things, okay? Many, many other things. And I'm not going to give out the cat, but tune in for next Tuesday, okay? We're going to move to exercise 10, get your math together. Hopefully you'll be able to stretch a little further next week than you were today. Take it low and slow, okay? You don't have to be that rock star in the climbing the rocks in one day. The body is like a rubber band. If you stretch it properly, it will go on and on and on. Am I correct? Am I getting good over here, my master teacher? Am I getting good?
Yes, you are. Yes, you
all
are.
Right. Well, you are a wonderful teacher, Stephanie. We're not going to hold you. I know you had an excruciating weekend. How was the turnout with your vendorship, your table? I know the taste. I haven't had a chance to talk to you, but we're not going to go into that. I would like to give you a call personally if I can. I have a few questions to ask and something to share.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's okay, if I can give you a call this evening before you bed down, or shall I wait till tomorrow? What works best for you?
Oh, you can call me back. Mm-hmm.
I will call you back. Listeners, this is Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound, The Healing of the Wound Journal, and the meditation. Illustrations in the book, it's very colorful. You see everything in action, because as she said, everything begins in the womb, trauma and everything else. And we were traumatized. If our mothers were traumatized, we also carry that. So we might as well get together and release all of this, clear it up so that we can heal and relearn to live again. And before I let you go, I'm talking to all my diabetics out there. You know, diabetes is a money maker. They said it's not curable, but it is curable. Please listen to Dr. Glenda Davis, Defeat Diabetes. You're going to get education information. You're going to unlearn to relearn to live again. And stick with us, with Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound. You know, she takes us through that chakra. She's about that mighty bind, my body, mind, and spirit, and teaches us how to be balanced out there, the most cordial, humble individual one could meet. But she's on her money, okay? She has an ear to the sidewalk, and she's moving out there for you, the community, and the entire society. Stephanie, we love you. I'm going to end with this. I'm going to say this quote again. Keep moving forward, even one or two steps in your own way. Those who live out their lives to the fullest, undeterred by the noise, the clamor around them, are true winners, and that's what we're about out here. So I'm going to say to everyone, stay woke, never retreat. Regarding any endeavor, stay safe, stay aware, stay kind, starting with yourself. Remember, we are all connected. Move forward and upward. Participate to elevate. And keep in mind, register to vote and do your homework. Stephanie, I will call you later. We love you, listeners. Have a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. You need to get a booklet out until you buy your workbook, but you need to get a complete, I would say, booklet out, or big tablets, because this is some very, very helpful information. And as I state, the Healing of the Womb workbook, gift, and meditation is a wonderful gift. And you know, we're trying to get things for our families, our nieces, our nephews, and all of that stuff. And it is a wonderful gift. And I can guarantee you that once they get into it, you'll see a change in their lives. Stephanie, we love you. Listeners, we love you. And be safe out there. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Other type of deal. We care and share. We love all through the land.